Welcome back to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 FM WBBL. My name is Barbecue Bob.
Good morning. This is Randy.
I thought we revoked your mic privileges, Tofu Boy.
Yeah, I'll sit mute from here forward.
Extra firm tofu.
Hey, we need to have a little chat right now. We're going to go down to Cajun country and talk to my Cajun dog down there. You here, T-Gid?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, buddy?
Not too much, man. Just enjoying this beautiful springtime weather down here in southern Louisiana.
Yeah. Send some of it this way, would you please?
It's cold up there?
Yeah, we got too colder than it ought to be.
Well, I'll see if I can ship you some of that with some crawfish.
Oh, some fresh crawfish would be great.
You do a little
of that on the grill, don't you?
You know, we cook crawfish, but we don't really cook them in the shells. Yeah, I never tried that. That might be something worth trying. But yeah, we do use crawfish in a lot of our little Cajun dishes that we do on our Cajun grill down here in southern Louisiana.
Well, we're talking with Keith Guidry, and he is just a crazy fun guy, a friend of Rob Russell's, and which is how I met him. And he's just one of those guys you want to throw down a grill with, and maybe a cold one. But you do some crazy things down there in terms of Cajun cooking, and that's kind of what we want to delve into a little bit, is see if we can't pick up a little bit of that training on what makes that flavor composition. How do you build up a good Cajun spice? A lot of us folks up here have been down to your area, and we just really like Cajun food.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess there's around the country, I travel around the country too with our business, and, you know, you go into these so-called Cajun restaurants from major cities, and it seems that they got the wrong idea of what Cajun cooking's all about. It's like they just take extra heaping serving of cayenne pepper and throw it in the pot and call it Cajun, and it's really not what it's about. You know, I mean, it is a little spicy, you know, but Cajun cooking's more utilizing different herbs and different vegetables, which enhances the flavor of whatever you're trying to cook. So, you know, you can probably find on the shelves around the country, because Cajun cuisine has kind of built up in popularity, you know, some local Louisiana-type seasonals, which I would highly recommend maybe trying that. But just throwing a little extra cayenne in the pot just isn't really what we call Cajun down there.
Personally, I like doing a fish boil. When I go down to Gulf Shores, I'll get some Old Bay or something like that, and I'll get a bunch of fresh shrimp and anything I can, and some corn and potatoes and onions, and that's one of my favorites and something I know how to make.
Well, you know, when it comes to grilling, we had the conversation off air yesterday. You know, barbecuing is barbecuing, and there's different sauces and different techniques and different herbs you can use, which kind of, I guess, indicate where you're at in the country. You know, Kansas City has their way of barbecuing, Memphis has their way of barbecuing, and down here, you know, it's not uncommon that you can walk into probably any specialty meat shop and find deboned stuffed chickens, you can find stuffed pork chops, you can find stuffed briskets already made up and pre-seasoned. I don't know if you ever heard of a deboned chicken, but that's something worth attempting.
No, but I've heard of a deboned hog.
Kind of like the same thing, but they literally take a chicken, a whole chicken, and they make an incision in the breast area, and they just cut out all the bones. The only bone that's remaining is actually in the tips of the chicken wings, but every other bone's removed. And then they take like a cornbread dressing or a rice and crawfish mixture, like an etouffee mixture, and garlic potatoes, and they stuff it in the cavity of the chicken. Then they sew it up with a hypodermic needle and cotton string, and you barbecue it. You can put it on the barbecue pit and cook it, and then that way when you take it off, you just cut into the chicken, and you have everything. You have the whole meal right there in the bird.
If you just tuned in, we're the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL. Every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, we are talking right now with a friend of mine from Louisiana, T. Gid. And Percy Guidry Company is your company. You have many sides of that company, but I wanted to let people know that if they go to www.percyguidry.com, if they click on the hearth and patio section, there's a great video of you down there, and any of the women listeners, you might want to click on that video because he is a handsome stud. But you
I knew I liked you, man.
you have a great video there on using the, you're another guy that likes using the Goodwin smoker, which is how we met, and that's just a really nice presentation and explanation of how to do some smoking.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's so many different products out there, and I'm really glad I ran into the Goodwin people because, you know, we have our own pit, the Cajun grill, and then we also sell a ceramic-type grill. But we really didn't have a smoker, you know, a true, legitimate, indirect firebox-type smoker. And these guys have the best product out there. And, you know, you mentioned how we met through Rob. He came down here to Southern Louisiana, and we cooked at a golf tournament for a charitable pro-am Monday and Wednesday, and I learned so much. I've been barbecuing. I'm 43 years old, and I've been barbecuing probably most of my adult life, 25 years plus. But I can tell you that I felt like a kindergartner being schooled by Rob.
Well, that's funny because he said the same thing after grilling with you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's very kind, and it's just a different way of cooking. You know, I mean, he really fell in love with that crawfish mock shoe, which is a recipe that can be found either on our website or maybe if you check out our Facebook site, just type in the search of Percy Guidry's, you should be able to find it. It's a real simple, you know, some northerners.
What is that? Tell us real quick if you can.
Yeah, some people would call it a chowder, you know, because, you know, it's like a bisque almost. But it's real simple ingredients. It's a whole kernel corn, cream-style corn, onions, bell pepper, celery, parsley, of course, crawfish, tasso, which is a smoked pork, and whipping cream. And basically, it's a systematic approach of putting, you know, different vegetables in the pot at different times and then adding the crawfish at the end and letting that cream reduce. And it's kind of like eating dessert and dinner all at once.
Hey, Keith, this is Randy. I've been forbidden to talk because I was talking about tofu in our last segment, but I got to chime in here. We're going to get that recipe from you, and with your permission, I'd like to post that up on our website, thegrillingguys.com, so that our listeners can give that a try. We are all about new recipes and new techniques, and that one sounds delicious.
Yeah, well, it you definitely have my permission, and that's one thing we feel strongly about in Cajun country is spreading the love. And I just want to tell you, listeners, do not be intimidated. If you can't find, of course, you know, you're out there in Michigan, if you can't find crawfish, you can easily substitute shrimp, lobster, cubed up lobster tail, you know, any kind of seafood, mussels, whatever you can get your hands on. And it's real simple. Just follow the directions. And I guarantee you that if you bring this dish to an outing or a gathering of your friends and family, they'll be asking for you to bring that dish again over and over and over again.
Now, Keith, that's one of the things that I think I've discovered over the years in talking to guys that actually know Cajun cooking, and it's the one blind spot that I've got in my arsenal. I've never been exposed to it enough to know whether or not I'm doing it right. I'm probably one of those chuckleheads that's just dumping a bunch of cayenne on it, going, "Well, it's so hot I can't eat it, so it must be right." But the fact of the matter is that real Cajun cooking was born of that whatever you've got goes in the pot type mentality, and I think people up here probably overcomplicate it more times than not.
Yeah, and I think you're right. It's real simple. I think that the onions and the bell pepper and the celery and the parsley, you know, some people call it the Holy Trinity, you know, that is an essential part of Cajun cooking. I mean, just about in every pot that is a Cajun dish, you'll find that, whether it's a gumbo, whether it's a stew, whether it's a fricassee or corn and crawfish mock shoe, you'll find that vegetable mix in every one, and that in and of itself is probably one of the more important ingredients besides the seasonings and the herbs, you know. So check out the recipe, and I guarantee you, again, it's pretty much foolproof, and it's one of those side dishes that your friends will just rave over and over about.
Okay, and if they want to hit your Facebook page and get that or in some of your other stuff on there, I've been looking at that over the last few weeks, and you've got some pretty cool stuff. You're utilizing your multimedia very well.
I appreciate that. You know, we're Cajuns, and a lot of people say that Cajuns aren't aren't too sharp, and I'm probably one of those unsharpened tacks in the box. But, you know, we embrace technology, and you guys are doing it upright. I mean, I'm so glad Rob introduced us together, got us together, because when it comes to grilling, there's a passion, and there's a certain sexiness to that, and it seems like you guys have captured all of that in one vial, and I tip my hat to you guys.
Real quick, Keith, I'm a northerner. Can you spell that, the last word, that crawfish, is it makshu? How do you spell that? I'm trying to find that.
Yeah, it's M-A-Q-U-E, that's mak, and then shu is another word, and it's capital C-H-O-U-X. So even if you go like on YouTube and you just type in the search bar, makshu, crawfish makshu, you know, you'll probably pull up a bunch of different videos, but hopefully you'll find one of ours. We'd love, and if people have any questions, they can either email me direct or find us through the email through our website.
Yeah, and on Facebook, what would they look up if they wanted to find your Facebook page?
Yeah, if they just typed in Percy, P-E-R-C-Y, Guidry. It should come up. As the name of the company is Percy Guidry Hearth and Patio, and it's a unique logo with four suns at the top, so it's pretty easy to find.
Great.
Yeah, you know, I was looking up Mock Shoe, and all I was getting was phony sneakers, so I got it now.
You found it?
Yeah.
Well, and if you spell it right, it's like something that's going to put you on a federal watch list. It looks like a sleeper cell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Randy's wearing some Mock Shoes right now. I think they're called... what are those, clogs?
Yeah, right. Yeah, they go well with tofu.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mentioned the golf tournament. One of our dignitaries over here in Lafayette went down. He sits on the board of the Louisiana Open, and he was down in the country, Panama, and he did the mock shoe at the clubhouse down there, and the former president of that country was so impressed with that and his okra gumbo that he cooked that he made the owner of the clubhouse put it on the menu, those two items. So if ever you're in Panama at the, I don't even know the name of the country club, but I'm sure there's not many, you could probably find mock shoe and okra gumbo on the menu down there.
All right. Well, listen, T-Good, we got to shove off and take ourselves a little rest here, but good talking to you, my friend, and we'll be hooking up on Twitter, I'm sure, in the next hour or two and chatting, but you take care, and we'll talk to you again, Mel.
Yeah, I hope the weather breaks for y'all soon so you can get out there and cue, and it was my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
All right, pal.
Great. That was Keith Guidry from Louisiana. Just another personality on the show that is helping us bring our barbecue on. You listen to 107.3 WBBL. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about Michigan wines. We've got the Man Law segment, and Bob's going to run through a few barbecue competitions that we might be out at. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.